now introduce somebody that I have grown to admire tremendously and love tremendously since September 11th, and that is Kelly Campbell, one of the people who started the group September 11th Families for Peaceful Tomorrows. Kelly lost her brother-in-law, Craig Amundsen, at the Pentagon on September 11th. And while the Bush administration responded to that attack by raining 20,000 bombs on the people of Afghanistan, Kelly and other family members joined us at Global Exchange and went to Afghanistan to meet people who had lost loved ones during the U.S. bombing campaign. That takes a lot of courage. Let me introduce you to an absolutely amazing woman, Kelly Campbell.
Well, thank you to Medea, who has really done so much to make our organization possible and done so much to help those of us who lost loved ones on September 11th to act in a way that shows that our grief is not a cry for war. I'm standing here before you today because 1 year ago today, I lost someone very dear to me, my brother-in-law, Craig Amundsen, who was 28 years old and the father of two young children. It's been a year of tremendous grief and tremendous pain and tremendous loss for many of us, and certainly for my family. And one thing that has contributed so much to the pain that we've dealt with is that while we were suffering, we saw that many of our elected officials were saying, we need to respond violently to this action. We need revenge. We need retaliation. And we weren't feeling that way. We were feeling, our families are already suffering so much. How can we possibly want to inflict more suffering on other families anywhere in the world? And through this year, we've seen many memorials, many tributes, many commemorations of our lost loved ones be hijacked and be turned into war rallies. We have seen violence done in our names, violence against the people of Afghanistan, and now it looks like we may see violence against the people of Iraq. But I don't think it has to be that way. And I think that if we can take this time of September 11th and say our grief is not a cry for war, that September 11th was a day of tremendous violence, and that when we respond to that with more violence, we're not creating a better world, we're not bringing about any justice for the people like Craig, who lost his life 1 year ago. I think the way that we can bring some justice for Craig and for all the people who died on September 11th, for the people of Afghanistan who've suffered in the wake of this tragedy, is by working for peace and working for justice and standing together and saying our grief is not a cry for war, that another world is possible, and that we can build that. My brother-in-law had a bumper sticker on his car that said, "Visualize world peace." And I never really thought about it that much until after he was killed. And it's a difficult thing to do, I think, to really take a moment and visualize world peace. But I feel that that's one of the messages that Craig left for us. And so I hope that everyone can just take a moment right now and imagine in your head, what would a world of peace and justice look like? And how can you contribute to making that world become reality? So thank you for being here today, and thank you for helping us to commemorate the loss of our loved ones in a way that says, we will work for peace, we will work for justice, and we will build a better world. Thank you.
We have some peace lanterns up in the front. Kelly would like to light one. If somebody has a match, could come forward. And anybody else who would like to light one of the candles, please feel free to come forward either now or any time during the evening to light one of these candles. I can't tell you how important September 11th Families for Peaceful Tomorrows has been since September 11th in bringing a voice of compassion, kindness, and love for everyone in the world. Next to Kelly is Barry Amundson. It was his brother who died in the Pentagon. So please give one more round of applause to this amazing couple. You can stand up for a minute, Barry, and just be recognized as well.